the computer system this morning, so the secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bundy?
Here.
Senator Cowdery?
Here.
Senator Davis?
Here.
Senator Dyson?
Here.
Senator Ellis?
Here.
Senator Elton?
Here.
Senator French?
Here.
Senator Green?
Here.
Senator Guess?
Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Present.
Senator Lincoln?
Here.
Senator Ogun?
Here.
Senator Olson?
Here.
Senator Seekins?
Here.
Senator Ben Stevens?
Here.
Senator Taylor?
Here.
Senator Wagner?
Here.
Senator Wilkin?
Here.
Senator Terrio?
Here.
The roll shows 19 members present.
Will the members please stand for the invocation by Senator Olson?
Let's all bow our heads and unite our hearts and hands in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, this morning as we gather together to make decisions that are to be made, Lord, we pray for wisdom along that decision-making process. May we take this responsibility of the people's trust with the weight that it deserves. And Lord, let us not forget the little person that's out there that we are affecting so tremendously. We ask you to continue to watch over and guide us. Give us safety for those senators that are here and that are traveling this weekend and their families. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Mr. Majority Leader, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 30th and 31st legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be certified. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Senator Bundy.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are fortunate this morning with a young lady serving as a guest page who probably many of us have known through the years as she's extorted campfire cookie money from us. But joining us this morning, daughter of Kevin and Lynn Smith, Lynn, who's worked in my office all the while I've been in the legislature, is Shannon Smith over here on my left. She is I'm pleased to say, a straight-A student at DZ School, middle school, I should emphasize. In May, needing a break from the legislature, we can watch her perform in Macbeth with the Perseverance Young Folks Shakespeare in Training. Knowing that good people work together, she, like I, loves dogs. And the best day in her life was swimming with dolphins in the Bahamas this last December. Well, up until today, the best day in her life was swimming with dolphins in the Bahamas last December. Would you please help me welcome Shannon Smith?
Are there other guests for introduction? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me great honor today to welcome two individuals that have drifted down from the banks of the Kuskokwim that are in the Ziegler Gallery. First, we have the city manager of Bethel, my brother-in-law, Bob Heron, and the mayor of Bethel, my son-in-law, Hugh Short.
Are there any other guests? Seeing none, that brings us down to messages from the governor.
Message dated February 20th stating, pursuant to my authority under Article 2, Section 4 of the Alaska State Constitution, I have appointed Gary Stevens to fill the vacancy in the Alaska State Senate District R. Subject to confirmation by the majority, Gary Stevens will hold this office until the next general election, at which time a successor will be elected to serve the remaining term for Senate District R. The majority responded to Governor McCaskey's appointment with a letter dated February 20th stating, today members of the Senate Republican Caucus met and confirmed your appointment of Gary Stevens to the 23rd Alaska State Legislature for Senate District R. The oath of office will be administered tomorrow, February 21st, 2003. Signing the report, Senators Terrio, Bundy, Cowdery, Dyson, Green, Ogun, Seekins, Ben Stevens, Taylor, Wagner, Wilkin. And those are all the messages from the governor.
Thank you. At this time, would Senator French and Cowdery go out to escort Mr. Stevens into the chambers, please?
Just
Stevens.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will swear to support and defend.
That I will swear to support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state senator to the best of my ability.
And I will faithfully discharge my duties as state senator to the best of my abilities.
And Senator Stevens, Senator Gary Stevens, you will need to go up to the Lieutenant Governor's office sometime today to sign a new oath of office. That brings us down to messages from the House.
Message dated February 19th stating the House has passed the following and it is transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill Number 12, Judiciary amended by the House Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the crime of harassment committed by use of electronic communication.
That will be referred to Judiciary and Finance.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
I have no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
Committee on Committees report dated February 21st stating, Mr. President, your Committee on Committees has met and submits to the Senate for its consideration the following changes to the original Committee on Committees report dated January 21st. Community and Regional Affairs Committee. Senator Taylor is named Vice Chair. Senator Gary Stevens replaces Senator Osterman. Finance Committee. Senator Bundy is named Vice Chair. Senator Taylor replaces Senator Osterman. Change Senator Stevens to read Senator Ben Stevens. Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Senator Green is named Vice Chair. Judiciary Committee. Senator Ogun is named Vice Chair. Labor and Commerce Committee. Senator Seekins is named Vice Chair. Senator Gary Stevens replaces Senator Osterman. Resources Committee. Change Senator Stevens to read Senator Ben Stevens. Rules Committee, change Senator Stevens to read Senator Ben Stevens. State Affairs Committee, Senator Gary Stevens, Chair, replaces Senator Taylor, Chair. Senator Cowdery is named Vice Chair. Transportation Committee, Senator Wagner is named Vice Chair. Signing the report, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senator Ben Stevens, Vice Chair, Senators Wilkin, Davis, Ellis. Those are all the special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions. Brief at ease. Senate would come back to order, please. See, Senate resolutions, is that where we were?
Senate concurrent resolution number 5 by Senator Ben Stevens relating to declaring March 2003 as Sobriety Awareness Month.
Due to time constraints on passage of this resolution, I've asked the Secretary to place it before us immediately for action. Is there debate on the resolution? Senator Ellis?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5.
And let's see, we have Senators Dyson, Lincoln, French, Wagner, Davis, Elton, Taylor, Guess, Bundy, Wilkin, and Cowdery. I'm sorry, and Senator Seekins. Senator Ogun.
If someone could read the title of what the resolution is.
Relating to declaring March 2003 as Sobriety Awareness Month.
Senator Ogun, did you wish to be placed as a co-sponsor? Okay. And Senator Olson. And Senator Gary Stevens. Senator Seekins?
Mr. President, could I return to the introduction of guests, please?
Without objection, we will return up to introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Ziegler's Gallery are some folks from the Fairbanks area, and good friends of mine, the Otnesses. Wendell is the manager of the Fairbanks Rescue Mission in Fairbanks, and does a tremendous job there. He and his wife both, and they're in town with the Alaska Food Coalition, of which Wendell is the chairman. And So these people do just a marvelous job. And anyone who has never had the chance to visit the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, if you're ever up there, I would really encourage you to do so. I mean, this is they do a tremendous job on the private side, on a faith-based basis, to be able to meet needs of the Fairbanks community. I'd like to welcome them this morning to the Senate. And just immediately to their right, to their left and our right, is Samantha Castle Kirstein, who's the executive director and manager of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Another lady who just does an outstanding job in our community and the state, being able to meet the needs. I mean, the food bank looks like a food distribution center and meets needs throughout the greater Fairbanks community just marvelously. And I'd like to also extend a warm welcome to her.
If there are no other introductions, that brings us down to consideration, then, of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5. Is there any debate? Senator French.
Mr. President, only to point out a small typographical error on page 2 of the resolution, line 12.
Let's take a brief at ease till we... I'm sorry, go ahead. We just wanted to get that hum out of the microphone system. Go ahead, please.
Mr. President, just to point out a small typographical error on page 2, line 12, the line should read, further resolved that the Alaska State Legislature respectfully and not respectfully.
I think that's just a technical correction, typographical error. Thank you for pointing that out, Senator. Is there any other debate on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5? Seeing none, that question is before us.
Senator Cowdery?
That we're calling the roll call vote because the board is not working on passage of Senate Concurrent
Resolution Number 5. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Senator Davis? Senator Dyson?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
Yes.
Senator Elton?
Yes.
Senator French?
Yes.
Senator Green?
Yes.
Senator Guess?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Lincoln?
Yes.
Senator Ogun?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Seekins?
Yes.
Senator Ben Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Gary Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes.
Senator Wagner?
Yes.
Senator Wilkin?
Yes.
Senator Bundy? Senator Terrio.
Yes. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Seeing none, will the secretary record the vote?
20 yeas.
And so by a vote of 20 yeas, 0 nays, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 has passed the Senate. That brings us down to introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 78 by Senators Green, Ben Stevens, Terrio, Bundy, Cowdery, Dyson, Ogun, Seekins, Taylor, Wagner, Wilkin. An act relating to an optional group of persons eligible for medical assistance who require treatment for breast and cervical cancer, relating to cost sharing by those recipients under the medical assistance program and providing for an effective date.
Will be referred to the HES and the Finance Committees.
Senate Bill Number 79 by Senator Ben Stevens, an act extending the termination date of the Alaska Minerals Commission.
Will be referred to the Resource and Finance Committees.
Senate Bill Number 80 by Senator Davis, an act relating to voter registration.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 81 by Senator French, an act extending the termination date of the Alaska Minerals Commission.
Resources and Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations. In Memoriam, Percy John Blatchford.
Senator, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be approved as read by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, citations will be approved. That brings us down to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, I would just like to remind senators that if they wish at the end of the day to collect up any recyclable paper, just set it on the top of the desk. The pages then clear that off after the end of session. Other unfinished business? Senator Wilkin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we take up as a special order of business a citation honoring Senator Pete Kelly for outstanding public service and leadership.
Senator Elton.
I object just for the purposes of pointing something out. I don't want Democrats to be seen as English nannies. But I think there's a typo instead of a Freudian slip on the second line, the third paragraph, where Democrat is not capitalized, whereas Republican is further down. And anticipating that the typo will will be corrected. I remove my objection.
Without objection, Senator Wilken.
Thank you, and thank you, Senator. And I would move the citation, Mr. President. Ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, the citation will be approved under special order of business. Other unfinished business. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate for personal business on April the 4th and for personal estate business on April the 17th from 12 noon through the 18th of April. Thank you.
And the second one was personal and state business. Without objection, the Senator will be excused on those dates. Other unfinished business? Senator Wagner.
Yes, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from noon February 28th till plain time on March 3rd for state and personal business.
Without objection, the Senator will be excused on those days. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I also be excused from a call of the Senate for February 24th, Monday, and February 26th, Wednesday, on state business.
Okay. Without objection, Senator will be excused those days. Senator Bundy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the House from plain time this evening to Monday the 24th a.m. Call of the Senate. Thank you. Old habits hard to break. Monday the 24th, plain time, a.m.
Without objection, Senator will be excused. Any other unfinished business? Brings us down to announcements. Any announcements? Brings us down to special orders. Any special orders today? Senator Ellis.
Could we have a brief at ease, please?
Brief at ease. Would the Senate come back to order? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. We return to unfinished business.
Without objection, we are back up at unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the Committee on Committee reports dated February 21st, 2003.
Without objection, the Committee on Committee reports is adopted. That takes us back down to special orders. Special Order, Senator Seekins.
Mr. President, I request permission to be able to speak on a good friend.
Without objection, go ahead.
Mr. President, I know we've passed already the citation honoring former Senator Pete Kelly, and just I wanted to put on the record that in the process of running for office this time around, I could not have had a more valuable person to bring me up to speed into what the process of the Senate was, what the direction of the Senate was. And I just wanted to, for the record, say that not only do I agree and co-sponsor this citation honoring Senator P. Kelly, but I would like the record to show that I think he's a marvelous friend and a great advisor to a freshman senator.
Thank you. Other special orders? Senator Olson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I ask permission of the body for the privilege to speak on another year older, deeper in debt.
Without objection, go ahead.
Mr. President, I'd like to read a poem that was written not by myself, but somebody far more distinguished than me for one of the more long-term legislators that have been in both bodies. This is the ode to Senator Lincoln on her birthday. Women along the Yukon, around Rampart, I'm told, will nicely mature, but never will grow old. The Honorable Senator supports this thesis. She keeps it together, except for some pieces. Not a single face wrinkle, nor a single joint stiff. They usually come in batches, but that isn't my point. It says in her bio, she's turned 39, but I've heard a rumor, it's the 21st time. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and say that there's a party that's planned at 11:30 at the senator's office. And on behalf of the minority, I'd like to present this lifetime license to the distinguished senator from Rampart as we sing happy birthday to her for her birthday, which actually isn't until tomorrow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, George Edwards. Happy birthday to you.
Do we have a special order of response? Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I was hoping I was going to just sort of go through this one, because this is going to be a tough one on me. And it is, the 39th, but it's going to be a tough one for me. So thank you all.
Well, happy birthday. Any other special orders? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, February 24th.
We're adjourned.